Let's talk politics. If you're like many Americans, you probably tensed up when I said that. Why? It's probably because of increased hostility we're seeing in politics. This hostility may be due in part to an increase in the attitude right-wing authoritarianism by those in power. Someone who endorses right-wing authoritarianism, obeys strong authority figures, might engage in aggression if condoned by an authority, and strongly maintain social norms. Further, they tend to place people in-groups and out-groups, and tend to view out-groups and the world at large as dangerous or threatening. This attitude is associated with prejudice against different groups, and when authority figures reinforce these attitudes, intimidation, hostility, and sometimes violence may occur. Think Proud Boys and neo-Nazis. These tactics aren't limited to politically active adults. They're also observed among school bullies. In fact, school-based hostility has increased since the 2016 presidential election. We know that bullying is a huge problem, so I wanted to study how right-wing authoritarianism impacts teen bullying. I also wanted to look at whether feeling victimized helps explain bullying behavior among those with right-wing authoritarian attitudes. Last, I wanted to see whether moral disengagement impacts this relationship. By moral disengagement, I mean how people can justify, rationalize, or separate themselves from harmful behaviors. One example is victim blaming. They did something to deserve the bullying, so I'm not a bad person for bullying them. This justification, this disengagement, likely contributes to bullying. I surveyed over 200 ninth graders about their right-wing authoritarianism, moral disengagement, and involvement in bullying. We found that students' right-wing authoritarianism was strongly linked to bullying behavior, but only among those students who were most morally disengaged. Students high in right-wing authoritarian attitudes and moral disengagement tended to feel more victimized or aggrieved and reported more bullying behavior. In other words, teens who justify, rationalize, and distance themselves from their harmful behavior and who strongly endorse right-wing authoritarianism are more likely to admit intimidating or harassing others when they themselves feel victimized. This is the first known study that's examined the connection between right-wing authoritarianism and teen bullying behavior. The findings demonstrate that teens are capable of believing in and acting upon these ideologies. Importantly, these findings parallel the adult political science literature. This shows us that hostile political rhetoric may negatively influence teens. It also has important implications for curricula aimed at bullying prevention and reduction. Lastly, understanding how these attitudes influence behavior is imperative in addressing the rampant harassment and abuse seen in the world at large.